Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is, It's All About Me, The Root of All Evil. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of A Dark Water Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamediaonline. Please help keep the truth online. Tonight we start with a prayer for the nation and welcome our first two, Mike and Joanne. Hi, Mike. Hi, Joanne. Heavenly Father, we pray this glorious nation of ours. We pray in this great time of need. We call for your help. As the world slowly crumbles around us, we ask for your strength and your guidance. Heavenly Father, give strength to our leaders, the few who are trying to keep this nation going, and hold back those who would see it fail. Hold back our enemies and enemies across the world. Give our military and the military might of those who protect us and our nation and work with us. Protect all those serving. I pray these things in your heavenly, glorious name, O Lord. Amen. January list. We got an update. Let's see. January donors. One-time donors, Reverend Dave, Janet, and Lisa. Truth premium signups of Patty, Linda, David, and Bruce, and patrons Alicia, Reverend Dave, and Dan. Thank you all for donations. And be sure you, thank all those of you who come on every night, every Thursday night, excuse me, this podcast. Keep spreading the word. Let's build our audience. Let's build the people that are here to learn about what's going on in this world, learn the truth. So, tonight it's all about me. All about me has various definitions, if you will. Now, last week we're talking about me, as an individual. And, you know, I noted that a lot of people call me self-centered or conceited or arrogant. All about me. That's a different all about me. If we were all about us and all about saving us and saving our world, we'd have a great planet because we would all want the best. But the all about me tonight is a different all about me. The me tonight is those who want you to be like me or me to be like you. And there's a lot of that going on. And one of the things that started this is kind of crazy scenario, but I was thinking about the grocery store of all things and other places too that sell consumer goods and consumer products. When you think about it, years ago, we had so much choice and variety, even though we had very little. Technology wasn't there. A lot of the food choices weren't there. A lot have been created or manipulated. Didn't have the choice to buy fruits from foreign countries and have oranges and apples year-round. And yet, I remember going to a hardware store years ago. I'd go to pick up a can of paint or a paintbrush or something, and I'd go looking around. Had the basics, exactly. We had more than the basics, Mike. Mike is saying we had the basics, but we had more than the basics. Those basics were things that were needed and were even the unusual. Like if you needed a piece of hardware for something you were fixing, or a long bolt, 8-inch long bolt, or just any oddball thing, any of the local hardware stores would have that. And all you needed to do was ask for it, and they would dig through the bin. I remember, I think 15 or 20 years ago, we started really losing the variety, going backward. But I remember digging through the bins of screws in the old hardware store, and they were just closing up this one. They had such cool stuff. Now you got your, and in those days, you had your choice of phones. You had the black phone, you had the wall phone or the desk phone in your choice of black or none, or, you know, red, I think, was one of the other colors. But by the same token, you had what you needed. Black and white, that's what they were. Yeah, there was a white phone at one point. Then there was a red phone for the special purposes. I know the fire companies had them, but they were all looked the same. They all looked the same. There was no Harvest Gold, Joanne. Harvest Gold didn't show up for a long time. That was a very, very long time after the time I'm talking. We had a desk phone or a wall phone, black or white, pretty much. But you had those phones. You had what you needed. You could make phone calls on that, which was really pretty cool. But the other thing was, you could go to the store and get a huge variety of stuff. And if you liked, certain roots or certain oddball food, it was all there. Whatever could be gotten locally, for the most part, or could be preserved on route. Now you go to the stores, and unless the majority of people, and it's the majority of people, are buying something, you're not going to find it anymore, or you'll find it for a week. If immediately people don't start buying that, what year are we talking about? We're talking about like 1965, 70. We're talking about, Joanne, the 60s and the early 70s. And slowly but surely, it became, you could get the one thing that you wanted. Now look at cell phones. This really torqued me. I could tell you a cell phone story. I mean, I may be out of cell phone again. I'm just so mad about these things. But you used to be able to get all kinds of brands of cell phones, all kinds of shapes. You could get a cell phone that fit on your wrist without having to have a phone connected to it. All kinds of cool innovations. Now you got your choice, the Samsung Galaxy or the iPhone or a Sony. Oh, or the Pixel. And because there's no variety, you get no choice of price. Now, I use this Consumer Cellular. Now, Consumer Cellular works under AT&T or T-Mobile. They sent me an email. Your phones won't work after February. And by the way, you better check your phones out, because if your phones are older than 3 years old, they're not going to work, because 3G is going away. Little did I know that all the 4G phones I bought, all the voice on them was 3G. Now you need voice over LTE 4G. It's the only thing that's going to work. So I went out and I bought a phone. I said, I don't want to buy a Google Pixel. I don't want to buy a Samsung Galaxy. I really don't want an iPhone. So I bought a generic phone. Lots of great features. Really cool phone. I made sure it had 4G, VoLT. I bought one for the worst phone I had that was definitely causing me problems. And I went on to T-Mobile, and I went on to AT&T, and both said, yeah, your phones are fine, they'll work. But you don't get to know if they work until you buy them. So they worked, so I bought another one, same brand. We checked out. Then I went over to Consumer Cellular, where I have my service, and they're like, and they keep sending me notes, these phones won't work. I still haven't figured that out yet. So I told them, hell, they won't. You're using T-Mobile and AT&T. They should work. I don't know if they will or they won't. But the point is, the only phones they sell are Samsung Galaxies, Pixels, and iPhones on a monthly basis. And $1,000 a phone. I'm not buying a $1,000 phone. I'm sorry. It's what they want. It's what the masses want. And they're too cheap, too mean, too self-centered, and too me-oriented to offer you that variety and selection. You know, there's no reason that a company shouldn't be supporting whatever is out there. And if your phone is out there, where TV's out there or video, you know, recording device like a TiVo is out there and it's not compatible, it shouldn't be sold. But rather than having unique or universal compatibility, we now have unique compatibility. We've gone from consumerism to a commerce-based, commerce quota-based, profit-based economy. It seems that everything we get these days is limited. Have you noticed that things are less and less? Your choices are fewer and fewer. If you go to buy, I think we were talking about this last week. I was talking about this. So you go to buy a cold medicine, and if you look at the ingredients, there's 50 different kinds of cold medicines and 50 different brands out there. And all 50 have the same two placebos in them that don't do anything. Yet they all quote different. You know, this one's for congestion, this one's for coughs, this is for night, this is for day. Look at the ingredients. Exact same ingredients in every single one of them. We haven't gotten better, we've gotten worse. And now, the reason I bring this up from a political perspective is the same thing's happening in politics. We've gone from that patriotism. We've gone to these groups of thought and philosophy that are dictated by certain me groups. You know, even Donald Trump. Now, you all know that, you know, I really like Donald Trump. I used to know him. I work with him. Love to see him back in office. Hey, how about it for Trump? There you go. Anybody want to spark up in my comments here? Donald Trump, 2024. There you go. But even Donald Trump has that me-ism that, you know, if you look at Trump's rallies, at everything that he does, it's all about one item, one thing, one, rather than trying to push the future, trying to push things that are important to society. And I don't know what the Democrats want. I haven't figured that out. Yeah, I hope so, Mike. Massive support for Trump in 24. And that's the other problem, though, Mike. You know, the 2024, we don't know. We don't really know because there's a lot of haters out there. There's a lot of haters. And we need to change that. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in 2022 in the congressional races, the midterms. But you got to open up. We have to get back to that, get away from that me, get away from that one single-minded approach. I had some really great speeches. I'm still on a roll here with my campaign for Congress, and the state now, the Pennsylvania, they're all doing it now. All the swing states are getting into this with this redistricting crap. Last article I saw said they're going to probably have some maps for Pennsylvania done by Friday. And they may get the signatures for the petitioning may be pushed back as much as 2 weeks. Now, they're going to bump the actual election. I don't know. I mean, the election's not till May in Pennsylvania. But how the hell do you deal with that? I mean, this is, you know, and again, it's a me thing. They want me. They want me. We had such great maps. They were put out by bipartisan committee. And then the me group came in, our freaking miserable, low-life governor just rejects everything. He just doesn't want to hear anything. It's no, if any Republican voted for anything, he doesn't want it. Man, it infuriates me. He infuriates me more than Joe Biden. This guy's a total moron. And how do you campaign? We have all these events planned, and now the events are going to go by the wayside. You know, you need like 1,000, 2,000 signatures. How are you going to get them when there's no events to meet people at to get those signatures, especially with this crazy pandemic fear going around? But it's all about me. If it wasn't about me, then, and not me in particular, but the me movement, then they would do this crap in the off years, would they not? Yeah, Joanne, our governor is up this year, and he can't run again. So hopefully we get someone in there. Enough people hate this man in Pennsylvania that I think that we're going to be able to toss him out with the bathwater. Think if a cat ran against him, or ran rather on the Republican Party, they'd win. But it's like the Antifa versus the Patriot movement. Yeah, we had these great rallies. And I spoke at a few of them down in Philadelphia, in the Valley Forge area. And until you pulled them aside and said, look, wait, why do you believe what you believe? You know, they were actually holding up communist flags, the Antifa, that was across the street from our Patriot rallies. They don't even know what a communist is. But that's what they were pushing. That's me. This is what I want. I'm going to be me. I don't care what you want. If you would stay me and care about yourself and not get into my business, wouldn't it be a much better world? So the me is the problem with everything. I mean, if you look at World War II and you look at the Nazi invasions, and it was all about Hitler, one person. Now, it wasn't really one person, though. That was the me, but the me was had his strings pulled, just like Joe Biden's has his string pulled. And no, for those liberals that might be out there watching or listening to this podcast, I'm not saying that the two were similar. But the basis of that me movement is similar. And a lot of people are concerned about that. Because unless that me is the right me, then you're going to end up with that black phone and that white phone. No, it's that same thing about people saying, oh, you got to wear a diaper on your face to protect them. You got to protect me. Hell, you know, honestly, I don't care about you. I stay away from you so you don't get sick. I stay away from you because I probably don't like you to begin with if you're that type of person that believes that crap. That's beside the point. But that's not good enough for them. You know, the fact that I work from home, I order most of my stuff online, it's not good enough for them. You still got to get that jab. What's it to them? And Joanne's mentioning something about a John Hopkins study. You'll have to fill me in on that one, Joanne, offline. But hey, do you see what's going on in the world today? It's another me movement here. The Russians. What's up with the Russians? You know, the Russians, I think the Russians are looking to take back bring back the Soviet Union again. And the interesting thing was, I was watching on RT America today, that the Germans and the French just shut down RT America, well, RT Germany, RT France, the Russia Today show in France and Germany. I didn't have a chance to listen to the whole story, but I'm assuming it's because of the military movements in Ukraine. And they're concerned about their elections. Oh, wow. Hey, if you're that concerned about the elections, maybe you should start doing things for the people so you don't have to worry about whether you're elected or not. Does that make any sense, folks? If you're doing the right thing, no amount of influence is going to change what the vote is. Or how people feel. They have to shut down a nationwide network because you're afraid your elections will be... No, that's not what it is. No, it isn't. They know everything they've done in France and in Germany. And everything we've been doing the last year and a half in America is wrong. That's why they're shutting RT America down. That's why they're pushing redistricting that puts all Democrats across the state together so that no district can vote Republican. That's why they want to change the election laws so that only minorities and Democrats can vote. Because they know that they're doing something stupid. They know that they're idiots and morons. And they know that we're too stupid to figure it out most for the most part. Now, I think there's a certain thing that's been happening over the last year, almost two years, and you know, ever since we got out there and started trying to clean up the viral issues. I think it's turning people into zombies. I think that maybe is its intent. Well, I see these big names getting run off the air. I don't want to get run off my podcast for talking about these things. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one. But you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, no, it's just absolute craziness. But it's that me movement. It's me. It's me, and you're wrong, and I'm right. I'm smart, and you're stupid. I have no idea what you're saying, Joanne. I'm watching the comments. I said, I don't know what to do with Joanne's saying, but whatever she's drinking tonight, I think I want some of it. I got to love it. I love the comments. I love the comments. You can give me all the comments you like. I love to look at them. But we need to stand up. Not me, we as a nation, we as individuals, we need to speak our piece and go back to where we had that individualism, where we could buy, you know, 16, 17 different brands of cell phone, where we could go out and buy 16 different types of cough medicine that are all different. Hey, I gotta tell you an interesting thing. I saw a picture. I'm pretty sure I didn't completely research it, but I know it's a valid picture because I saw it twice. Down just south of the border in Mexico, in an airport, there's a vending machine. And they're vending consumer drugs, ivermectin, penicillin. They got all the kinds of drugs that people would need to make your own decision whether or not you're sick and need them. Out of a vending machine. How backward is the United States of America? Now, if people have gone to France and Spain and Germany. Same thing. You can, off the shelf, you can get the drugs you need. You go to your doctor. Oh, you need to get 500 milligrams of penicillin. And they go to the drugstore and pull it off the shelf. What the hell's the matter with America? Every year they take more from us. They take more of our choices because they don't want us to have that choice. It's their decision to take these things from us. They don't look at the value of having items or having products or having services. It's them. It's whatever makes them the most. Generally, it's all about money, but it's also all about power. When you control the market, you control the money, and you control the people. You Now, no one's talking about how much these drug companies are making right now. Or why the federal government hasn't insisted that they share their formularies or release their formularies, at least to the academia. It's all about them. You know, and I saw some academic studies that were done from trusted institutions and from the very companies that make some of these pharmaceuticals that are showing the reactions and that they've had. When you look at the charts, look at the number of deaths from stroke of otherwise healthy people, from heart problems, from other weird oddities. You know, there's two things that I've been telling people. I said, number one, since this whole thing started, I honestly have never seen so many of my friends pass from the disease itself. So I tell people, you know, but you believe there's a disease out there, whether it was created by a lab in Wuhan or whether it came from some bat that flew out of Africa, it's out there. And it's weird. It's dangerous. I mean, you'll see families, 5-10 people in a family, and all of them get sick and die from the darn thing. But what's more concerning, and what's even odder, is the people that don't get sick from it. But what's more concerning is the people that are absolutely perfectly healthy that decide to get protected from the disease that suddenly are dropping dead. And a lot of them are Hollywood actors, politicians. Now, I bet Betty White had a few more years ahead of her. And what was the guy down in Florida? The comedian? Oh, my God, I can't think of his name. Take a look and see who's dying. You'll probably be concerned, too. But the drug companies want that money. Yeah, that's it. Bob Saget. You know, 60 some years old and just drops dead after, you know, it's just not normal. It's not normal, folks. That's for a topic for another day. And we're running out of time here, but in all honesty, we need to become us. Us need to become all of us. We's, we, all the we's need to be accepted, and you can't have just one we. We can't have one me that becomes the we. But look around, you'll see that everything's being taken from us, and we're being directed and controlled by a couple of those me's. And we have no say about it. Exactly, Mike. It's not just, again, it's not just about the money, it's about control. Looks like we're turning into a pumpkin, though. My little timer went off and says, hey, we're turning into a pumpkin. So we're going to hold the conversation till next week. Be sure to bring your friends along. Be sure to show up again 10 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday night. Podbean, The Politically Incorrect. Oh, and we now have, by the way, the New Truth Premium on our website. It's pretty cool. It's 99 cents per month. You see fewer ads. You receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. The forums are great, by the way. There's a lot of great information, even on the free forum, but on the paid forum, it's really wonderful. But you can't beat the 99 cents in support of the truth. You go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Check out all the articles and content also at eternalaffairsmedia.com. That's where you'll find all kinds of great information, wonderful articles. Now, support the truth by Truth, founded in 2010. Go to premium.eamedia.online, store.eamedia.online, donate.eamedia.online, or patron.eamedia.online. There's so many great ways to support the truth, and thank you all for all your support, even just showing up tonight. But do check these out. We have some really great services to offer you. I want to say goodnight to everybody. God bless. Wish your closing prayer that all remain healthy, happy, and safe until we meet again next Thursday, 10 p.m., same place. Podbean. Have a good evening. God bless every one of you. Thanks for showing up tonight. in 73, Mike. Good night, everyone. Have a great week ahead. Thanks again.